What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Join us in a few minutes. Who was the caller that said Legend wouldn't call today? Was that Nick or Jim or somebody? I can't remember. Let's find out if he calls. Legend is next.
Woo! I ride to die, brother. I don't give up with my time, baby. We did win the game, didn't we, Paul?
I believe you did. Yeah, you've had Jim coming after you and whatever the guy's name was a minute ago and a couple other guys.
Well, I mean, if you ain't on the show, I ain't on the show, brother. My NIL deal, my box of Tootsie Rolls is with you. And by the way, I didn't get my box of Tootsie Rolls this month, so I need to get my delivery, brother. Got to get my delivery. Paul, I am pissed off, dude. I am friggin' pissed off, man. Every friggin' Alabama game, we get out scheme, Paul. Our coordinators are sorry as hell. That's what they are, Paul. This is the worst set of coordinators Alabama's had in their history. I'd rather have Mike DeBose as a defensive coordinator than Pete Golden, Paul. I really would, man. The dude is pitiful, Paul. The guy's got six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Future first round draft picks on his starting defense, and the dude can't stop a hobbled backup quarterback, Paul. It's a scheme. Let me tell you something. I love Alabama, man. I friggin' love Alabama. But here's the friggin' problem, Paul. We're winning on talent. We're beating teams because we're more talented. We get out schemed every friggin' game I watch. We get out schemed. You watch the Texas defense, the safeties are blitzing. The cornerbacks are blitzing. They're coming off 6-7 off the edge at a time. Alabama defense, you know where Will Anderson is every friggin' play. You know where Dallas Turner is every friggin' play. We rarely ever blitz, Paul. You couldn't have a friggin' worse defensive coordinator if you hired that moron Jim from Tuscaloosa to be the friggin' defensive coordinator, Paul. I'm friggin' pissed and tired of this crap that I see every friggin' week from these two coordinators, Paul. And Bill O'Brien ought to take his ass back to pro football. I wish I had a U-Haul to send both of them right now to get them the hell out of Tuscaloosa. I really do, Paul. Every friggin' time I watch Alabama, we're out-schemed. We win because we have more talent. Bryce Young's the most talented player on the field, and that's why we friggin' won the game. Not because of our stupid assistant coaches that can't friggin' call a dadgum game, Paul. I'm just pissed with it. I'm tired of it, man. I'm tired of putting myself on the line.
Yeah, but
every
Legend,
day on
Legend,
the Feinbaum
Show. Let me say this. I agree with you on O'Brien, but this defense held Texas to a minimum of points. You have to acknowledge that, do you not?
No, Paul, I do not acknowledge. And I'll tell you why. There's no attack. There's no monster. There's no get in the dirt and kill in the Alabama defense mindset, Paul. It's a 3-4 set pro defense, and we never do anything but stay in that same defense. I heard a guy, the first team we played this year, Utah State, he said Alabama was easy to prepare for because they did very simple things. That's exactly what he said. He said what made them good is their talent. Pete Golden is living on talent. If that bum was the coach, a defensive coordinator at Auburn, his ass had been ran off. If he was at Kentucky, he'd have been ran off, Paul. When you had Derek Thomas, Cornelius Bennett, these kind of talents, and he don't have the, he ain't had them kind of players, but he's had that kind of talent with Will Anderson Jr., Dallas Turner. These guys never move. They stay in the same place the whole friggin' game. You watch Texas, they coming from everywhere. They're attacking, they're blitzing, their safety's blitzing. Here comes three linebackers at you. Here comes everybody at you. Alabama's the same 3-4 pathetic pro set defense every time. You need to run his ass out of Tuscaloosa and send him to San Jose State or somewhere. I'm sick of his ass. I really am sick of his ass. And Bill O'Brien, 4th and 6 inches, and we snapped the damn ball 6 yards backwards into the backfield. What the hell was that? You know, he's got no versatility. He's got the same sets. Him and Pete Golden got the same damn sets every time they line up. And let me tell you something about Alabama, Paul, because I keep it real. You know I keep it real. I love my team, and I'll tell you the truth about my team. I'm going to tell you, just like an adolescent psychologist told my mother when I was 14 years old and he talked to me for about 3 hours, this is what he told my mother. We got problems. Alabama's offensive line is soft. We got no big play wide receiver. No big play wide receiver. I sent Jermaine Burton back to Georgia. Take him back, Georgia. I mean, we got no big play wide receivers, Paul. The offensive line is soft as hell. Jamar Gibbs can't pass block. I don't know what the hell the defense though. I don't know what the hell the secondary is supposed to be, Jordan. And where was Tutu? Where was Jordan Battle? Now, listen, I'm talking to the players now. Wake the hell up. You represent the greatest friggin' university in the whole world. Talking about you can't get up. Every friggin' game you go on the field, you represent the godfather of college football. You better get your act together and get your ass in gear and start playing with passion and become the monsters that we know you are and get the hell out of the Heisman house and start playing the damn game. That's what the hell we need. I'm pissed, Paul.
Well, hey, Legend, let me ask you this, because McElroy was here a minute ago. And he, if you translate exactly what he said the talent gap has shrunk, that Alabama doesn't have as much as it used to. You don't sound like you buy what he was saying.
I agree with that at wide receiver. I don't see no Jerry Jeudy. I don't see no Amari Cooper. I don't see no Julio.
But I'm talking about overall. I think everyone would agree.
I don't agree with that at all. I think this talent-wise, I think this is the best defense since the defense that took Miami out in the 92 Sugar Bowl. You got 6 future first-round draft picks on this defense, Paul. Dallas Turner, Will Anderson Jr., Tutu, Jordan
Battle. But Legend, one more thing.
You
blame it all on Pete Golden, who I frankly thought had been doing a pretty good job. You act like Nick Saban is not around. You know Nick Saban runs that defense. He's a de facto DC.
Nah, I can't blame Nick. You talking about my daddy now? Hell no, it ain't Nick's fault at all. Hell no, I ain't blaming my daddy.
So you're saying that it's all Pete Golden. Nick Saban's not in the room, right?
I want to tell you Nick's problem, Paul. He's too loyal to people. He's too loyal in his old age. You know, in your old age, you started watching Joe Osteen, and you put up with that punk Jim from Tuscaloosa because you've been watching Joe Osteen. You get a little older, you start thinking about eternity and doing the right thing. I get that. I see that with you and that moron, paranoid, psycho, bipolar idiot Jim from Tuscaloosa. But now Nick's got
to blame
Joe
Osteen.
He need to go
like
to Pete
that.
Golden. And tell Pete Golden, look, Pete Golden, you've been, you know, I've let you live long enough and let you run. Paul, you let me have that defense. We never attack. We never blitz. We say in the same damn formation. Why you got Will Anderson Jr. and Dallas Turner, and you never friggin' send no safeties or linebackers after the damn quarterback? You know the whole line taking up watching them two. And then you got that idiot Bill O'Brien. I mean, that moron need to be sent out today. He doesn't need to be sent out today. And then my coach, 20-20, and guess who comes on the damn field? A Georgia friggin' field goal kicker looking like Mr. Magoo with these big old glasses and shanks it to the left. It was just a bad damn weekend for the legend, I tell you. Even a one-point victory, I'm not damn happy. We need to get our act together. Georgia is the best team in the nation right now. I'll go on and keep it real and tell you the damn truth. We need to get our act together. We're not playing like we are capable of, and our biggest problem, Paul, is we're being out-schemed. That's just a fact of the matter. We're being out-schemed. Our talent's better, but we're being out-schemed. I'm friggin' pissed, brother. We need to get this crap together. We need to get it friggin' together now, or I'm going to tell you something. I'm finna bust something up in this house. I'm finna bust something up in this house. I can't take that no more. That's friggin' pathetic. Get your act together, Alabama, because I represent. You better act like a damn monster and be a monster. You represent the greatest university in the world. Act like it. And all you idiots want to come after me, hey, bring your lunch. Bring your lunch. Woo! Bring your lunch, baby. Woo! Elvis has left the building.
We'll be right back.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back. It's great to see all of you. And just talking to Stench here off the air. I try not to put you in a position to respond to callers, but I am curious about something because the Alabama people are very unhappy. This last caller legend wants to throw out the coordinators, but there's always more to a game than the coordinators, isn't there?
I think so.
Yeah,
I thought yeah. So. Yeah, those guys are not going to play a single snap,
right?
Almost ever.
Okay.
Yeah, it's always interesting. You know, it's like the inverse of like the Charlie Weiss when he first got the job at Notre Dame, right? And he said, we're going to have a schematic advantage. And you're going, I mean, I guess, I don't know. It's Bobby Bowden's mantra married with Charlie Weiss's comments, right? It's the Jimmys and Joes, not the X's and O's.
Right.
But you do have to have some X's and O's. And the part of it is that those X's and O's, they need to do what they were intended to do on that play. And oftentimes, if you've got the players, right, then and they execute appropriately, then it will be a productive down. And it's really who executes better. And I will say, I feel like there needs to be more respect given to the way Texas played. Okay. And I will say that the previous caller or a caller or two ago, it sounded like there was some respect given, but it was more a displeasure with the way Alabama played. I'm pretty sure the coaching staff's not thrilled with the way things went on Saturday in Tuscaloosa. But let's also keep in mind, too, that these same two coordinators with a lot of the same players, especially, you know, think about it defensively, they led that team to a national title and
but
darn
they lost,
near.
They lost.
All that's true. That is. They lost. They won the conference championship. And I mean, look at last year, Paul, where they were not great on the road. They continued to not be great on the road.
They had one good game on the road.
Fair point. Yeah, Mississippi State, right? When you think about it, you know. But the others were iffy at best. The Florida game, that was not a great Florida team, but they made them look like they were a really good Florida team. Yeah. You lose to A&M on the road. Ole Miss was a little bit shaky. Auburn. For all intents and purposes, were not for Bryce Young and his heroics that he displayed once again.
Let me move to another game that's getting a lot of conversation, and that's the one in College Station, because that seems a little more critical right now with a loss to App State and a bevy of good teams coming in.
Yes, it's not getting easier, and it's never a good sign when there's two instances, I think, in press conference where you go, wait a minute. When head coaches start giving their resume, right? Hey, I've won a lot of games and all that. Now, that hasn't happened in A&M. I'm not saying that. But the other is when it's all our jobs are open. We're evaluating everything. That's not good. In week three?
No, that's bad.
Like in day three of fall camp.
Don't you usually hear that when, like, a new coach comes in?
Yes. Oh, yes. And let's see this with clear eyes. What's
that
Jimbo
Fisher? Got a $100 million contract.
No, yeah. That's not. And not after the season started. And especially after the expectations that are built around it. And the message that's being sent, I think there are some jobs that are going to be evaluated. You start at the quarterback position. I've said it many times, and I think it's borne out. The biggest way, the easiest way to make the biggest impact on your team and the fewest number of moves is you make a change at quarterback. You just make a change at quarterback, especially if it's not one that's
established. But is that more difficult to do when the head coach, who's also the offensive coordinator, who's also a guru of quarterbacks, and he's loved this guy for a couple of years, and he gets hurt last year, so you can put whatever the blame you want on.
Yeah. Well, I think this. I think that no one's wrong on purpose, right? We all want to be right.
Sure.
And this is a guy that he brought into that program. And as you pointed out, he works with quarterbacks. He calls the plays, he being Jimbo Fisher. And so you want it to work. And I've been married to ideas before. And at some point in time, and it sounds as if maybe they've reached that point in time where it's like, we got to reevaluate. It's not just Haynes King. Clearly, it's not just Haynes King. That offensive front is a mess right now. And we probably should have anticipated that being the case coming into this season. But even the offensive coaching staff, and I didn't pay much attention to this, and I should have. I don't know why. But it was musical chairs amongst basically the same guys. But, you know, you were coaching receivers. Now I want you coaching quarterbacks. And you were coaching tight ends. Now I want you coaching wide receivers. You know, that's a lot of movement within an offensive coaching staff that I think would definitely be unsettling to some extent. And maybe we're seeing that evidenced on Saturdays right now. That's not to say they can't right the ship. But when you have that type of messaging coming out of your program, nobody's thrilled to hear that. Jimbo Fisher, for sure, he keeps saying that it's on us as coaches, so I appreciate the accountability, there's no doubt. But they can't be thrilled with where they are at this juncture where they're saying, now we're getting into the meat of our schedule.
So you've been in these situations, you've watched them, you've done games. When it is a panic, somebody said, is this a must win? Right now, at A&M, everything is a must win because you've got to undo the damage very quickly. What happens, right, like tonight? You got a big game, you got a national focus, and you're trying to do it on the fly.
Yeah, the adage that winning cures everything is a universal truth. It's just a fact. Now, it also hides a lot as well. And so we think, and let's be real, coming into this season, why were we so rosy about A&M's prospects this year? Really, when you look at what they had returning, the troubles that they've had thus far, they shouldn't be that surprising. Haynes King is not a seasoned player in this league. The guy's barely had a chance to play any football, much less the rest. Look at the offensive front. And we talk about, you know, there's some skilled players, no doubt. Have they recruited? Well, sure. This isn't high school football, though. And so the idea that these guys coming in are just going to fix some of these ills, no. You're transitioning on the defensive side. It all actually kind of makes sense. But the winning that covers up, well, you won in recruiting. Okay, there's not a win that would matter less in the ensuing season. But the other thing was you beat Bama. And I am convinced coming into this season that most of the perception of Texas A&M was the fact that, well, they beat Alabama last year. Then go watch that A&M-Alabama game. And, yes, they had more points than Alabama at the end of the game. Has A&M closed the gap to the extent where the expectation should be that those programs are on even footing? The answer is no.
Well, and we just have a minute left because I know you've got to go, but recruiting is a big part of it, but why should we believe that they are going to close the gap? Because you can't use the resume.
No, you can't. No, you can't go to the resume. The only way to believe it is with the wins and losses. Georgia's still got to prove it. Georgia's sitting there. You won one national championship. I mean, this is the thing. Texas A&M and Georgia, they share a conference with the standard-setting program. They do. And A&M shares a division with them. And so because of that, it's not just winning now. It's winning again later and then doing it again and then doing it again because that's the standard that they've set there.
Well done. And thanks for dropping by. Very good conversation.
Oh, man. Yeah, always a pleasure.
Matt Stinchcomb. We're coming back. Phone calls the rest of the way.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Program as we head toward the final half hour on this Tuesday. Skip is up next. Skip, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum. I was calling in response to that person who doesn't use his real name that was berating my youngest son is the defense coordinator at Alabama, Pete Golding.
Right.
And I coached 44 years and played 14 years of football. I don't believe that man ever played or coached it down. And he's telling people that know what the hell they're doing what to do. They've had the number one, two, or three recruiting class for the last 10 years. All of college football recruiting has diminished. Why ain't Texas A&M winning with the number one class last year? Answer me that. But it upsets me that he's able to be on national TV and degrade my son, who has earned every bit of what he's gotten, when he don't know what he's talking about.
Skip, let me ask you this.
I just wanted to call him and defend my son.
Skip, could I ask you this? Because I know you. I've met you, you have an incredible track record as a football coach, and you care a lot about your son, but when you hear something like that, I know it's upsetting, but do you also have to consider that it comes with the territory when your son is a defensive coordinator?
Oh, I agree. I'm going to get a call later on, and I call when Pete gets off of practice, because they only work from 6:30 in the morning to 11:30 at night, 7 days a week during the season in Alabama, you know, as coaches. So once he gets off at 11:30, I'm sure he's going to call me and not be very happy.
Well,
because I called you.
Well, that's okay. And by the way, I would say that there's not a father in America who wouldn't agree that you are defending your son, which is understandable.
No, I'm not defending him. He's earned it. I'm just saying that man that you let on there has absolutely no knowledge of college athletics or what's going on right now. he's allowed to voice his opinion where people who don't know college football believe him.
But, Skip, I will say this to you, and we've had conversations in the past. He's a caller to a talk show. He's also an Alabama fan. He's angry. I agree. You see it a different way than I see it or anybody else sees it, but are you suggesting he doesn't have the right to call in and express himself, whether he's coached high school football, college football, played football? I don't think that's what you're suggesting.
Well, I don't know. Do you want ignorant callers calling into your show that know nothing about college football speaking their opinion? It's kind of like hiring an offensive or defense coordinator. You know? You want that?
Well, no. I want.
He knows nothing other than whatever I've heard about him. But tell him what, my mama's dead. And give me his address, and I'll meet his ass because I ain't scared. I'm from South Miami.
Well, again, I understand. I understand both sides of this. I understand your side because, as a father, you're angry and you love your son and you know what he does and you know how hard he works. On the other hand, football fans, as I know, because I deal with them every day, are going to express their opinions. Just like I give opinions. I didn't coach high school football. I didn't play football at that level. I'm an observer of the sport, so I share my opinion.
Okay, I got you, and I've said what I wanted to say. And I'll just wait for that ass whooping I'm fixing to get later on tonight from Pete.
but if I could ask you one more, Skip, if I could ask you one more question, and you're not really serious though about Legend. You're not serious about.
Hell no, I wouldn't give that man the time of the day. But if I had to, I damn sure would. He's not worth it. He's not worth it. That's what Pete told me. He ain't worth listening to. So forget him, Dad. I said, well, sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. But no, because Pete would kill me.
So you were down there.
That's the way that works.
Skip, you were down at the game, weren't you?
Yes, I was. It was great. The crowd was electric. It was a hard-fought game. I thought there were a lot of missed calls on both sides. Alabama had way too many penalties, which I'm positive they're in the process of correcting this week. But it was a really good game. But that 2-minute drive at the end, I've seen that practice every day, the end of practice, for the last, Pete's been there 6 years.
So I
called every play they ran on the way, including the quarterback run.
Pete, if I had the caller on the line with you right now, Legend, what would you say to him?
You couldn't hear that. So we'll just leave that alone. I'm in enough trouble with Pete as it is. I appreciate y'all taking my call. Like you know, I just got through some stuff, you know, and I'm just sitting out here at the farm just listening to y'all and enjoy the show for the most part.
Well, Skip, listen, you be well. Take care of yourself.
I'm going to see you. I'll see you at one game this year.
Yeah, we'll see each other. We'll talk.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. And for anybody who was doubting that was really Skip Golding, it was. I know Skip. I've been friends with him, and that was him. This is not, was that really Brian Harsin's father or not calling from wherever? That was Pete Golden's dad, who's got quite a reputation as a high school coach in Louisiana. Let's check in with Larry next. Hey, Larry, go right ahead.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Legend run that mouth, gonna be a curb stomping. Look, man, Pete Golden, they scored a touchdown. Wills, 31 was double teamed all day. He was frustrated. Yeah, that's right. But he don't know jack. It's just like I watched the game and replayed it and watched the, just like when they went in zone, Bama block down, they do good down. But when they do hat on hat, they get ass pushed around. That's the offensive line. That man had a right. Legend went after his boy personally. Personally. And if I was old, young enough and that was my son, I'd whoop his ass or try. I'm tired of listening to his giggling ass and you sticking up for him.
Hey, Larry, you misunderstand. I'm sticking up for every caller. I'm not sticking up for one in particular because we have a program here where you get upset and you call in and give your opinion. But I will defend to the end of time the right of every caller on this program, whether he coached football, played football, or could pass a football aptitude test, the right to call in and express himself in this environment.
Yeah, but he repeated himself, repeated it, and you let him do it for a whole segment. I was on hold sending a list to his mouth. He's just an a-hole. He's just an a-hole. I'm just telling you, man, he gets, woo! That's what I think about it, and I'm the real woo. Woo! Take that, Paul.
Thank you. Augie is up next. Augie?
Damn, Paul, you got the hottest sports lead of the day just now. You're going to be all over the internet now. I mean, all these little side hustle podcasts and website people are going to be quoting you. Wow. I mean, could you have asked for manna from heaven better than that?
Well, listen, Pete Golden's dad called once before.
And it's all over the internet too.
But it was before the game. It wasn't after the game. He was pretty serious. I know him fairly well, and this guy was not joking about what he would do to Legend.
But let me ask you this: this guy, Pete's dad, must not watch your show because he asked you this question. Paul, do you want ignorant callers calling in, giving their opinion about something they know nothing about? What the hell you think we all do on your show?
Well, that's why I believe in this. To me, this is not a bunch of – and I know a lot of football people don't like this type of program, but I'm sorry. This is the program – this is about fans. This is not about the experts. We have experts every day, but – I think fans have every right to call in and express themselves, whether they I have great respect for Pete and for Skip Golding, but I also will defend the right of you or anybody else for that matter to call in and give an opinion. And by the way, I did challenge Legend on what he said about Pete Golding.
Well, listen, I think Legend is the biggest moron idiot that calls in the show, but I will take up his cause to give his opinion as he wants as it relates to Alabama football and even Pete Golding. Now, I watched that game, and in my opinion, Alabama is 1 point better than Texas. That's the takeaway from that game. But, man, Henny Penny is alive and well in Tuscaloosa, and now you got Pete Golding. What do you think Pete's going to say to his dad tonight? You don't think he's going to chew him out for calling
in and
making him
I think what you heard Skip say is he's probably going to try to kill me because they're very similar based on what I know about the two. And I know Skip a lot better than I know Pete. But, yeah, I think it's a mixed bag. I'm sure on one level – he's glad his father stood up for him, but he also did not hear the call by Legend. So
no, I mean, could you see my dad walking into court? Judge, you're a little hard on him. Please give him a break and take that question back. I mean, this guy is he's like an entertainer. Golding is an entertainer. He's making a lot of money to do his job. Regardless of how well he's doing it, people have the right to comment. And his father knows. He was a high school coach, I think, in Varnado or someplace like that. And let me tell you, that's a real high school power in Louisiana. It's not like John Curtis. But, I mean, God almighty, leave the man alone. He's a man now. He doesn't need somebody to call in and to take umbrage to anything dumb Legend has to say. it just shows you that Legend's a mile, but more than a mile. He's like 5 miles ahead of this guy when it comes to rational thinking.
That's anyway, you have to run to a break. Went a little bit over there, but we will take a short break. We are back with much more. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.